Oh, what's going on? Welcome to the first edition of my podcast here. The podcast with no name. I was thinking on names, but like, I don't know, man. You know when you think of like a name and you're like, yeah, it sounds good. And then after you hear it for a while, you're just like, oh, it doesn't sound good anymore. It's just not the same. It kind of loses its like cachet or whatever. So I guess, I don't know, the podcast with no name or whatever, you know. But it's a quick brief thing here. This podcast is about absolutely nothing. Just, you know, me talking about my thoughts, talking about my day, what pisses me off. I was supposed to have a co-host or a guest, but she keeps on flaking here, so I don't know, I just decided, you know, if I can do it myself, man. Let's see how this fucking goes. Let's see how this fucking baby goes. I don't know, I just feel like talking today. I haven't talked a lot for the past week or so. Just came back out of fucking therapy, which is always a pleasure. So I don't know, I guess talking there, fucking speaking my mind with her and shit, talking about my oh man, talking about fucking erectile dysfunction to my fucking therapist, trying to explain to her I was trying to explain to her my how I ejaculate, you know, how every man has like their own different style of ejaculation. And I was telling her about this, about when I first started like these antidepressants, whatever, you know, fucking just gave me a bunch of pills and shit. And you know, it was like one of those normal days there. Those normal, like, what day is it? I think a Tuesday, Wednesday morning, you know, kind of wake up, do my routine. Like, you know what, I gotta bust a nut, you know, so started looking at porn there and going fucking Pornhub, X videos and shit. And you know, like normally, like when, you know, when you're younger and shit, like anything gets your fucking dick hard, man. Like you fucking, your the tip of your penis is rubbing against the jeans in a certain direction. And all of a sudden your fucking dick is hard. You remember those days back when you're like, you're 15, 16 and shit, the wind blows in a certain direction, your fucking dick gets hard. Oh man. And then, you know, when you're like about 20, you can still get your dick hard pretty much on command, you know, like fucking a girl's naked in front of you, like bang, your dick is hard, you know. But man, 30s, bro, fucking 30s, like you gotta put some work in, you gotta put a little bit of work in, you know, you gotta fucking play with it a little bit, you gotta slap it around, you fucking beat it up and shit. So, you know, that's when I'm doing my shit, you know, I'm fucking beating up a little bit, trying to, you know, get the whole normal routine going, watching my porn, and then, you know, and you just know, you're just not, obviously you don't have that feeling anymore, you're just not feeling the same shit anymore. So I'm just fucking there, I'm fucking going at it, I'm fucking tugging, man, it's like a fucking shake weight, I'm fucking going at it, and it's nothing, it's going, so I'm panicking, like, what the fuck is this, like, I never, like, something wrong with me, like, you know, like, do I have erectile dysfunction, you know, like, I was like, holy shit, like, I'm fucking scared, man, like, all of a sudden I got depression, and fucking now I got this, like, you know, like, I wasn't gonna kill myself before, like, I'm gonna kill myself now, man, my dick ain't working. But anyways, like, I'm a trooper, you know, I'm a fucking warrior, so I was like, no, fuck this shit, I'm there fucking in the bathroom, I'm fucking going at it, I'm fucking, I'm literally fucking sweating, I got fucking sweat coming off my fucking head, because, number one, I'm scared about my dick, and two, I gotta get that shit hard, man, I gotta get that shit hard. So eventually, I got it hard, you know, I got hard, and then you just gotta fucking make it, you gotta stay with it, you gotta fucking, it's like you gotta time it right. It's like fragile. It's like at that fucking moment, you know. So you know you feeling, and then you know you feeling about the nut coming. Okay, like here it comes. And it was like you know when you know like those guns, and they have like a fucking a sign of a bang that comes out the fucking barrel. That's exactly what my dick was. Normally. It was, oh man, normally, like, my shit comes out like a fucking cocking gun, you know, like those fucking glue guns that you glue to windows and shit, it comes out all fucking chunky. That's normally my shit. Nah, this shit was like, it was like a broken faucet, you know, like it was just like running just off the tip of my dick. And then it just wasn't the same anymore, man. So I'm fucking freaking out. And so the next day comes, the same shit, you know, I'm like, oh my fucking God. So I go online there and I check up in my head. And I'm like, maybe it's like, it's cropping mine. Like, maybe it's the pills. Cause all of a sudden I'm taking the pills and shit, these antidepressants. And the doctor never fucking told me about the side effects for this shit. They told me every other fucking side effect. But like, you know, being nauseous, dizzy, and fucking maybe don't want to eat or gain weight, all like fucking shit, you know, which none of those things bother me, man. The only fucking thing is that fucking I got a limp fucking dick with this shit. And fuck. So what was it? What happened? Yeah, so a couple days later, when I went back to my fucking psychiatrist, fucking told her, and yeah, and she's like, yeah, you know, that's some of the case, you know, and then you gotta time it right and whatever, all this fucking bullshit. But yeah, anyways, that was my story today, pretty much telling my therapist about my fucking limp dick, and here I am telling you guys. What a great first fucking episode, huh? I'm coming in hot, baby, I'm coming in hot! That's right off the fucking first episode, baby. Talk about my weak ass fucking dick right now, you know? But don't worry, I get in shape. I still get it to work, you know? I still get it fucking popping. Fuck. Anyways, hold on. Fucking sorry. Fucking mean some quinoa. How you say quinoa? Quinoa? Whatever the fuck. With some smoked meat inside of it, and I found some curry dal, whatever, the Indian spice. Don't ask me where I got it. I don't know how I fucking have it, but I seen that. I was like, yo, let me fucking just try that shit, you know? And oh man, nice and fucking got the right amount of spice. So fuck, what else do I want to talk about? Oh yeah, you know that my Facebook poll there. You know, if you want to be stranded in the ocean or stranded in the jungle. And I see most of you guys are going for the jungle, you know. I thought about the jungle real hard. But the chances of you coming out there without no disease or something is fucking, because like for 12 hours, you know, you're gonna get tired. You may pass out for like a little bit. You're, and like all those fucking mosquitoes and different insects that you never seen before, and centipedes, and you know, I'm not worried about the fucking big animals. I'm not worried about the gorillas and the fucking jaguars, even though yeah, they fucking scare shit out of me. But it's the little ones, man. Those little fucking things that you never know, and some fucking ticks, you know. At least like for me, my theory is in the ocean, is that ocean is fucking huge, all right, and. Yeah, who knows? You may cross some fucking sharks or whatever. And you may not cross any fucking sharks, you know? But like, yeah, like, you know, I take the ocean, man. I think that like, as long as you have a life jacket, I guess. You can kind of float around, shit, bob around, bob and weave, you know? But yeah, I guess, you know, with sharks, you could defend yourself, you know. They say like you gotta punch them in the eye and like punch them in the snout. That's the most sensitive area. Fucking scrape out their eyes, you know. I thought of this yesterday because I was watching this movie, Open Water. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it or seen it. I remember I heard of it years ago. It came out like 2004. And it's based on a true story, and I always wanted to see it. It's about these two tourists, you know, they're going on vacation, and they went on like this scuba diving trip, you know, with this group, and he went on like the middle of the ocean, whatever. And before they hopped in, they do like a head count, and they told him like, yo, 35 minutes, and you come back to the boat, you know. And so the guy did the head count. There's like 20 people. And then as people started coming, you know, some people came back to the boat earlier. And so like he counting, you know. And then I think two people went back in the water again. So when they came back, he counted them again. He counted them twice, pretty much, you know. And the couple, they were taking pictures. They were playing with like some of the eels and shit. And they were like 5 minutes late getting back to the boat. So when they finally resurfaced, the fucking boat's gone, you know. And nobody notices. Nobody remembers. Nobody knows. I'm like, I'm looking at that. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. Like, that's got to be some scary shit. And like, you can see like boats like from far. But like, you may think it's like far, like maybe a couple miles, but it's probably like fucking 20 miles, you know, like, because far is far in the fucking ocean, man. And they were just sitting there floating around, trying to wave down boats, but like nobody could fucking see them and shit. And they got fucking sharks coming around, fucking taking, like, one of them took a chunk of their leg, and it's like, I was like, oh my fucking god, you know. And they're getting fucking dehydrated eventually and shit. And then, you know, when you start getting dehydrated, you start getting, like, frustrated. So they started yelling at each other. They got into this big-ass fight. She started blaming every little thing. And then it shows, like, a time passing by, you know, fucking 4 or 5 hours, 7 hours. You know, and it's fucking nighttime. It's fucking raining. Storm is like, oh, my. Yo, imagine in the middle of the fucking ocean, man. You got a fucking storm. You can't see shit. It's dark. And... I was like, imagine being in that fucking position, man. And anyways, like, they ended up, they like eventually, by the time the guys noticed that they're missing a group, because like on the boat they had like their shit was still there, you know. And the guy is looking at it, and he seen like their IDs and shit. And then that's when he realized that they're fucking left behind. But it's like been 14 hours later. And it was so fucking sad, because like, eventually the husband eventually like kind of died. You see him like floating away, and the wife is just like sitting there with no expression on her face. It's like she's pale as shit. You can see she's gone, you know. And she fucking eventually takes off her like her life jacket, her scuba gear, and all that crap, and she just fucking sinks, you know. I'm like, holy shit. And this is at the time where like the crew was like finally like they had a search party looking for them, but like, who knows how far they drifted, man. Like, because the current was just taking them and shit. I was like, holy fuck. That's when it made me realize, like, you know, that's why I came up with the jungle and the fucking ocean, whatever, you know. That's pretty much like, how would you rather die? By a fucking jaguar or a fucking shark, man? Get eaten alive or some shit. I don't know. I love the water anyway, so I guess that's my thing. Yeah. Fuck, I just rambled on. I just rambled a bunch of fucking nonsense there. How long has this been so far? Fucking shit, 13 minutes. I was trying to make this about 15 to 20 minutes or so. I don't know. See how far this goes. See how much what I want to talk about here. I don't know how often I want to do this. Probably do this maybe once a week or so. Hopefully, like I said, I'll have a co-host come with me so you can fucking just ramble back and forth, shoot the shit. You know, talk about some controversial shit, you know. Fucking give our hot fucking takes, give some hot takes. And you know, for me, I have so much fucking anxiety and shit. I can't believe I'm fucking doing this sober, you know. Fucking crazy. Oh man. But yeah, I always wanted to fucking do this, you know, fucking podcast. And you know, I figured might as well jump on the train now while it's early, you know, because I heard there's not too many podcasts out there. I heard it's like, you know, it's time to get this shit going, time to get this party started, jump on this money train, you know. And speaking of money train, hope I get some fucking sponsors, because I'm broke as shit. I am fucking broke. I'm fucking so broke that I got fucking negative money in my fucking, I got negative money in my account, in my checkings, and my fucking savings. That I have negative $12 in my savings account. That's what fucking, woo. That's how Tommy Boy rolls. 2019, man. It's fucking time to get this shit started. Oh man. My life has been a fucking wreck these last year and a half. It's been really insane and crazy. And yeah, I just wanna, you know, I wanna share with you guys. You know, I wanna connect with people. This is kind of, I guess, my thing. Like, this is my way of trying to connect, because I'm tired of social media, Facebook and shit. It's all artificial. Like, there's nothing's real on that fucking thing. It's just words on a screen and a thumbnail fucking picture. It's like everybody's happy. Fuck it. I mean, like, you know, there's nothing's real on there. There's no authenticity on that shit. Yeah. So I'm trying to limit myself on Facebook, Instagram. And it's time to, you know, put my fucking nuts on the table. Put my fucking big ass nuts on the fucking table and do this podcast shit. You know? Hopefully, you know, it's going to be rough, you know, for first little ones, me trying to get used to this, talking to myself, talking to fucking nobody. But hopefully you guys, you know, like, come stay with me through the process. Yeah, just have some fun. I guess that's it. I can wrap it up for now. First one, real quick. A little quick, how's she doing? How you doing on this fucking podcast, you know? Guess that's it for the podcast with no name by Tommy Boy. I am out. Peace.